Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Britney Spears' manager is slamming SNL's impersonation of her. And honestly, I'm a little shocked. So I don't have cable, so I don't watch SNL live. But like the next day, I'll go check out all the sketches that I missed on YouTube. Sometimes I'll see little clips on TikTok and then I'm like, oh, I need to find that on YouTube. So I saw this clip on YouTube over the weekend and people in the comments were actually praising SNL for not going too hard on Britney. So for a little background, the sketch was Chloe Fineman playing Britney Spears, but she wasn't even really the center of the sketch. She was just introducing the quote unquote actors that didn't get chosen to be her audiobook narrator. And it was actually hysterical. Somebody did an incredible impression of John Mulaney. And then there was one of like the guy from Jackass. And Britney's manager, Kate Hudson, he got on social media and he said, wow, the writers of at SNL are getting worse and worse. No wonder you all reached out to me to get Britney on the show. SNL is on life support. You all are pathetic and Chloe Fineman isn't funny. Personally, I think she did a great job. It was too on point, and I think that's probably why it hit a little too close to home, because I think sometimes, like, when you make a joke, sometimes people can laugh at themselves, but if it's something you're insecure about and it's a little bit too true, it's just not funny.
But it's, like, the joke isn't about the book or her, it's about the people who wanted to read it. So it would be, like, the other impersonations. I feel like if they wanted it to go below the belt, they could have, but they kept it somewhat respectful because of everything she's been through.
The PR people are hired to be a-holes. That's what they do, all right? So they have to try to protect their talent. So she was, I think, assuming that Britney was going to be upset by it, so I think she got ahead of it. But to me, the naked ear doesn't sound bad.
Well, Kate and Britney are, like, best friends as well, so she may have said something to him. But at the same time, like, even though they didn't go in hard, I think she has been just so used and is overexposed. Like, when I see Britney, I see a raw nerve right now. Like, you say anything about her, and it hurts. And that's not fair. And I think when you're famous, you kind of set, like, sign up to be made fun of and discussed in the public spotlight. But at the same time, I'm like, she's going through a real tough time right
well,
now.
Well, comedically, that's when you go in. When the nerve is exposed.
Yeah, but I feel like not when there's mental health issues involved, but at the same time,
they're putting,
like,
together a sketch show, man. They're not worried about all that.
I think they are, and that's what I commend them for, because they could have gone in hard. Like, I understand she's exercising her freedoms, but she is giving so much fodder that they could have used with the dance video, like the knives, everything. So for them to not really go in shows me that, I think, behind the scenes, there was probably a very big discussion about Britney and her mental health.
For sure. The whole Justin Timberlake fiasco that came out of, like, there was a million different things they could have utilized. And I feel like they chose the tamest of all of them.
Yeah, if I'm Britney, I'm pretty relieved, because, like you said, they could have gone so much farther with some of these sketches. And I think you also, like, have to realize, like, when you're in the public eye and you realize SNL is going to be making impersonations of you, they're going to expand your personality on a much bigger level. Like, there was a hysterical sketch with Timothy Chalamet and Troye Sivan, where they basically just made fun of all of his little dance moves, and it was hysterical. And I thought Troy was going to get upset, but then he popped on TikTok and was like, that was absolutely hysterical. So shout out SNL for that impersonation. Okay. A lot of Lana Del Rey fans have been upset that she has never won a Grammy before. And it turns out there might actually be a good reason, because turns out Lana Del Rey didn't know that to win a Grammy, you have to submit yourself to win a Grammy.
No, full stop. Like, you're in the music industry. Mm. Everybody around you knows that you're supposed to do that. I don't believe that for a hot second.
Or you have a horrible team.
Your music team, your record label, like your everybody sucks if they don't know. I don't believe that for a second.
Don't worry, baby, they'll find you. They'll find you. You don't even need to apply. It's so good, they'll find you.
That's a way of saying this is like I wasn't nominated before, not because my album wasn't good enough, because I forgot to submit myself.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Honestly, I think it's long overdue for her to finally win Album of the Year. But yeah, she's surrounded by so many Grammy winners that I don't see how any of this like doesn't come up. Like, hey girl, this is the website. This is where you submit it. Here's where you put the file.
And like for her record label not to alert her, like, come on now.
Biggest offense. Your record label didn't handle it.
Yeah.
Is there a category for music that musical Xanax? Because that's really what it is. It's just a Xanny.
What?
Her music
Lana
is
Del Rey's
so
music.
Boring. Oh my god!
It is so bad?
Put you right to sleep.
Complex and nuanced. I love Lana's
and
stuff.
And boring.
No way. Some of those lyrics are shocking. Have you listened? Do you listen to Lana?
I love Lana Del Rey. You're the one that called me out the other day for that one album that we were sharing.
That song Cola, don't play it at work. That's all I'll say.
Her music is the audio version of smoke from a pipe going through your lungs right before you get hot.
You just haven't heard the good ones. There's a song all about being on the radio. I'll play it for you during the break. All right, why is Britney Spears posting about Taylor Swift on Instagram? I'll tell you what she said about Taylor after meeting her in 2003. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.